the chief executive officer of the Boys and Girls Club. Now, this is a Boys and Girls Club that has been, it was around for quite a while, then it kind of slipped away, and now you're bringing it back.
Yes, this club has actually been in the Valley for over 20 years. We used to have two locations, our primary in Columbia Falls and then in Evergreen. Unfortunately, a few years back, the board had to make the decision to pull out of Evergreen due to unforeseen circumstances, but now we are coming back this fall and couldn't be more excited.
So where are you going to be in Evergreen?
We are going to be at the Evergreen Ames Center, which is part of the Psalm 91 Ministries. It's about a half a mile west of East Evergreen Elementary School on Evergreen Drive.
Okay. I think I've been by there before.
Yeah, we're really excited. They've got a small church in front, but then behind is a massive gymnasium with classrooms up above that we will be utilizing all the space for.
Wow, that's terrific. Talk with us a little bit about the mission of the Boys and Girls Clubs.
So our mission is to enable all young people, especially those who need us the most, to become productive, caring, responsible citizens. And so we provide after-school and summer programming to youth in ages kindergarten through seniors in high school. And so we really pride ourselves in exposing them to things that they may not see in their everyday lives or throughout the school day, but really giving them opportunities to get out into the community and practice some skills that they may not see otherwise.
Well, now, okay, so when I was in school, when I got out of school, all I wanted to do was go play.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and we definitely see that. Once the school bell rings and those kids come to us, they are rocking and ready and don't want to listen to much. But we definitely make our programming as engaging as possible. We definitely, it's not a free-for-all. When the kids come, we do have structured programming, but it's very engaging as well as just physically active and also entertaining. Our program staff that work directly with the youth pride themselves on scheduling programs every day. They come in early and make a schedule that works for the age group that they are set with and make it as engaging as possible.
Maybe you'll find a way to drain off some of that excess energy before you get started.
Oh, yes. That's why we're excited that the warmer weather's here. Do as much outside.
Okay. Talk about what you got planned here for the reopening of the year.
Yeah, so for Evergreen, we are going to be reopening once school starts again here in late August, early September. We've had really good conversations with Dr. Barron, who's the superintendent there in School District 50, as well as Andy, who is also school district in for Helena Flats. So we're going to be servicing Crossroads, East Evergreen Elementary, Evergreen Junior High, and Helena Flats School District there in Evergreen. And we believe that we're going to be serving a minimum of about 75 youth in K-8 daily at our location there when we first get started. We do know that transportation is an issue in Evergreen, so we do have two brand new 15-passenger vans that we were able to secure last year that are going to be housed in Evergreen, where we're going to be able to transport all of these youth after school to the clubhouse. And from there, we're going to be open until 6:30 Monday through Friday, and we're going to have activities planned for ages K-8.
Well, that was one of the things that was a real issue in Evergreen. Finally, we're going to get the sidewalks in there.
Yes, we're so excited.
Boy, that is that's a big deal, and that literally took an act of the legislature to do. But and then the community got together and is making that happen and making an investment in the community. And a big investment is being made in the Boys and Girls Clubs thanks to, we just talked with Lynette Donaldson about that from the Whitefish Community Foundation. What did you say to them that made them say, yeah, we want to support you, Mandy?
Just that we couldn't do it without them and that we need their support. And we are so thrilled to be a recipient of the Kids Fund from the Whitefish Community Foundation. And it's a 3-year grant, and we're so excited. It's going to begin this year, and it's really going to give us a solid platform to stand on as we really strive towards longevity and sustainability in Evergreen. We don't want what happened a couple years back to happen again. And so that really means having the financial support, not only from foundations like the Whitefish Community Foundation, but also from the surrounding local community as well.
One of the things you're going to have with the Whitefish Community Foundation is you're going to have an opportunity to raise funds through them.
Yes, yes. We have applied for the Great Fish Challenge. We haven't heard yet back if we are going to be participating in it, but we are so excited, hopefully, to get into that. Obviously, being able to secure the Kids Fund grant was a massive step for us, and really knowing that they realize our vision and support us in that is just so incredibly supportive for us.
What about the physical plant now? You're going into a building. Did you have to make modifications there?
No, actually, the building that we are going to be utilizing is a very good space for us. They also have an outdoor space that we're able to use there as well. So our programming is very adaptable. That is one thing that's really great about the Boys and Girls Club. We can operate within a clubhouse or within schools. It just depends on whatever space we are given. So we are able to adapt and overcome, as I like to say. And so the space actually is larger than what we're operating out of in Columbia Falls currently. So we're going to be able to service more youth here in Evergreen than we are in Columbia Falls and capitalize on the space that we are given.
I would imagine that a lot of folks would be very interested in having their kids be a part of the club. How do you do that?
Yes, so we are actually going to be sending out the applications through the schools later this week once we get them all tweaked and kind of an informational letter ready for the parents. But they are more than welcome to also visit our website, which is bgcglacier.org. There is a link to fill out the application online, and you can select which clubhouse you would like your youth to attend. And then it comes straight off to us, and we reach out and make sure that we've got all the accurate information.
Is there a cost involved for the parents?
So we do operate on a sliding fee scale, and that depends on the size of the family and the income level of that said family. And that varies anywhere from $25 a month to $125 a month. And that really just depends on once we speak with the parents and the families, kind of see where they're at. But we also do understand that not everybody is in a place that they can afford something like that. And so we do have a scholarship program as well. We never want to turn any youth away. That's not our mission. We want to serve those who need us the most, whether it is the family that's a little down and out on their luck, or mom and dad work until 5 every day and school gets out at 3, and so there's no place for their youth to come.
Well, you know, if I were a parent today, and in many ways I'm thankful that I'm not, it was enough of a challenge when I was a parent. My kids are in their mid-40s now, but my son took his lunch money for a while there, and we didn't know this until we got a note from him. But he would go down to Bob's Burger Bar and take his lunch money and play Pokemon.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's in his 40s now.
Yeah, we got to the bottom of that pretty quickly. But now kids can go home, and all they do is just stare at their phone. And that's something that I think most parents would like to avoid.
Oh, yes. Yes, we definitely realize that. And youth so often today just miss out on the social interaction and the engagement that comes with not just going home and being a latchkey kid, for better, lack of a better word. But we really want to be that. We want to provide them a safe and fun environment to come to that all is not only educationally enriching, but some place that they enjoy coming to as well. And also gives them mentorship. Our staff that are there are there for a very long time, and they're also with their own cohort. So we keep all of the grades separated, so that way there's not an intermingling of different age ranges, and they stay with their same staff member every day, all day, throughout every week. So there's a relationship that's built.
How long is a typical student there?
You know, they are typically there for about 3 to 4 hours. It just really depends on the parents. We have some children that are there all the way up until we close. So I'd say that the average time is about 3 hours a day.
Okay. So
my future wife was a single mom, and she used them after work. The daughter got out of school, and it was in Portland, or in one of the bedroom communities, and Katie was just all abuzz about Slick Watts. One of the trailblazers came. So there's the mentorship, you know, and inspiring the kids. And boy, she thought that was the neatest thing. The homework thing, not so much, I don't think.
Oh, but, yeah. What child is ready to do homework right after school?
So let's talk a little bit about how you're going to use the money that the Whitefish Community Foundation is granting you.
Yeah, so we're going to be able to use that to pay for the space that we are going to be using. We are going to be leasing the space there, and they're giving us an incredible rate basically to just break even with the utilities that we're going to be using there. But also for program supplies to put on what we're going to be doing there. It takes a village to make sure that we're investing properly in our children. And then also for the staffing needs as well, because it is our people are our service. Like it's our staffing that are the ones interacting with the kids and investing in the children. So we really pride ourselves in trying to train them and give them the skills necessary to do the best job that they can and influence the children the best way as well.
Well, $50,000 isn't going to go very far to do all of that.
No, it's not. Actually, our entire budget for the year is about $110,000. And so this is going to be giving us an incredible base to stand off
sure.
of. And we also have yeah. been boots on the ground in the community of Evergreen and been received extremely well. Everybody is excited about this program because the community of Evergreen is so passionate about their children. Like it's palpable. You can feel it when it's there, and they want the best for them. And so now we're working on translating that excitement into financial monies to make it actually
that
happen.
That was going to be my next point. We're
yes.
all going to have to help out here.
Yes, and we actually have had several businesses already sign up for monthly giving. That's really what we're pushing. We're pushing sponsor a student for mm-hmm. a month, and that looks like $125 a month, and that includes all of their, they get a snack every day after school, the transportation needs from the school to the clubhouse, as well as all of the program supplies and staffing needs that we have to cover for a month.
I really love it. I love what you're doing, and some of the things that you're going to be showing the kids how to do. Of course, STEM is a big deal everywhere. Mm-hmm. They get plenty of that in school, too. But to have additional ways of using those skills, arts, sports, recreation, financial literacy.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
says kids don't even know how to write a check.
I know. Yeah, that's definitely something that we see. We really try to bring in these skills in a way that they know that they're not getting graded on it. So it's almost a more fun activity for them to really yeah. get excited about. But financial literacy, we try to push that in every age level, make it applicable to where they're at in life, whether it is like, all right, we're going to have store every other Friday and you earn points and credits for doing good deeds. And then where are you at? And then this particular item is this many points. How many do you have? Can you afford it? And go from there.
How soon can parents start registering their kids for this program?
You know, they can start within this next week. It is already available on our online portal through our website, but we are going to be shooting it out through the school districts at the end of this week into early next. And so that's going to come through in like a Word document where parents can fill it out and either hand deliver it, email it, or snail mail it to our club location.
Okay. And that would be at this point right there at the new location?
No, right now that would all come to our location in Columbia
okay.
Falls.
All
yeah,
right.
we haven't occupied the Ames Center quite yet. We're going to be doing that later this year once we really get everything established and what the program is going to look like.
So the school year begins September?
Yes, it does. Early September.
Early September. All mm-hmm. right. Gosh, what an exciting thing to have happening. Boys and Girls Club returning to Evergreen.
Yes,
it's about
wait.
Time.
I couldn't agree more.
All right. Mandy Anderson, congratulations on getting this going, and thank you for all the great work you and your volunteers will be doing.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate being able to speak about it.
Sure.